Hey guys, my name's Abigail.
And my name's Ashton.
And we are two girls from a very, very small town in Kentucky who don't seem like they would know a lot of information about the current events, but
we do.
You'd be surprised. First things first, we want to say that we are not educated enough on the topic right now to talk about the Black Lives Matter protest. We do fully support it, but there are a lot more educated and well-spoken human beings out there, and you should go listen to them and learn from them just as we are. That's why we're not talking about it.
Yeah, and I don't feel like we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to step on anybody's toes, and that's just such a hot topic in the media right now that we don't feel like two other people need to put their perspective on it. So maybe in a few months when that has died down, we'll come back to that issue.
So after getting that out of the way, we are two college students. We go to college about 3 hours away from each other, but we graduated high school together, so we've been best friends for a really long time. Like, really long time.
Real long time.
I used to get off the bus stop at Ashton's house instead of my house because nobody was home when I would get off the bus, but Ashton was, so I would just stay there. So we've known each other for a really, really long time.
We've done a lot together.
Done a lot together, grown up together, graduated together. Unfortunately, we did not go to the same college.
But I don't think that's been a bad thing, you know,
because we've grown, we've met new people.
Yeah, and I feel like anytime we get back together, it's just like the day when we left.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, while things might change in our day-to-day lives, it does it in our relationship, and I'm thankful for that.
I am thankful that we did get sent home at the same time.
Because the Roni Roan.
The Rona. God bless her. Thankfully, I haven't gotten it.
Neither have I.
Our small town is so small, I don't think anybody's gotten it. Yeah. And I'm very thankful for that because I know a lot of cities are really suffering from that.
Yeah.
I'm a political science and English major.
And I am a biology major.
So
my life sucks. So.
That's true. My classes are like politics in the Middle East.
And I have like a microbiology and
politics in the Middle East is hard.
Yeah, I would say.
I would say it's not as hard.
It's not micro or organic, Kim, because that sucks as well. All girls doing it, so.
The reason we wanted to talk about current events is because there's just so much to talk about with the current, like, there's so much always going on in the world,
yeah,
even at one time, and especially in 2020, I don't know what's up with her.
She's in a bitch, let me just tell you that.
She's in a mood. She's been in a mood since January.
I think it's because no other year could top 2016.
That was 100% true.
Peak year for everyone.
Yeah. I was only 15 and it was my peak year.
Yeah.
It was way up there. Yeah.
And I also feel like we wanted to start this because we each have such a different personality and viewpoint on things that I think we have a good perspective on stuff that's happening now in our media for old and young people, you know, that are just looking for some way to spend their time.
And we're not going to be serious all the time.
We can't.
We can't be serious. That's just not us. Although the topics we talk about may be serious, we're going to try to do it in a lighthearted and non-offensive way.
That's our goal.
That's our goal. We just want to get the topic out there and discuss it, just like a lot of people do in their daily lives at homes. I know I do in my political science classes.
And even though I'm a bio major, you know, we do, us nerds, we talk about things, so.
Me and Ashton have only lived, I don't know, we live 15 minutes, 20 minutes away from each other. Yep.
Depends on how you drive.
If you're going 80, you can make it here in about 10. Which Ashton always does. That's what I do. We usually have a lot going on in our lives, but we usually make time to see each other.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we'll be uploading once a week.
Yeah, we'll shoot for that.
We'll shoot for once a week. Mm-hmm. We both work. We both have lives, so.
We're both very active.
We are very active. We're a couple of gym rats. I like to run. Ashton likes to lift.
Yep.
And it's always been that way. I'm not a lift. I lift after my run.
She does.
But it's not. I don't like deadlift like Ashton or stuff like that.
Yeah, I do like heavy weights. And
I don't. I do like the light girl, 20 pounds. we have tattoos. We're not, like, tatted. We're not.
But we're working on it.
Well, we're working on it.
We got our first tattoo together.
We did get our first tattoos together the morning we graduated high school.
Which was a terrible idea. Do not do that.
Do not do that. Because then you have to put on your clothes and then your graduation cap and gown. And then you're sweating because you're in the gym.
And everyone's giving you hugs.
Everyone's giving you hugs. Everyone. And they're like, oh, my God, it's so good job. And they're, like, slapping the tattoo.
You got a tattoo, like, 6 hours before. And
you can't tell anybody because we're in such a small town that a lot of people are religious, which is fine.
Oh, yeah, which is totally fine.
But, like, they don't believe that
things that we do.
The things that we do are right, especially tattoos. Mm-hmm. So we can't just be like, oh, man, stop, I got a tattoo. Like, that's not cool.
Especially at graduation because the whole town is there.
When we say we live in a small town, we probably graduated with 100 people in our class.
I would say probably 93. Not even 100. No.
Very Southern Baptist.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Southern Baptist.
Yes. I'm Presbyterian myself.
I did not grow up religious. My mom is a very spiritual, believes more in, like, light and dark, mm-hmm. and kind of so do I. Like, I don't believe in, like, one thing overall. Yeah. It's just, like, a light and a dark. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our views on things. Hopefully we'll have guests. We have a lot of guest speakers. We have some great people who would love to be on this podcast.
Oh, my goodness. They're so excited.
And they're really funny as well. But they can also be serious about the topics.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. We are just a couple of girls putting our opinions out there. Hoping to spread the word about some things that aren't talked about as much. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is that we spend the time we don't have, which is 100% true.
I'm actually planning to go. Well, I mean, I have to lift in a few hours, and I'm packing in the middle of packing for a trip to New Orleans.
My favorite city. Yeah. That's a lie. It's not my favorite city. That's but it's one of my city. Tops. I would love to live there. I'd love to go to law school.
That's my favorite.
But it's like $60,000. Make that happen.
Yeah.
You guys can listen to us, and you can make me go to Loyola. That would be the dream.
And, you know, I'll be done in 2 years and making good money, but old girl could use some GoFundMe money.
GoFundMe. We need a Venmo or, like, a PayPal.
Yeah, we should totally hook that up.
That's true. I used to have one time because I got, like, $15 on the Cash App.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out how to work it. We're all about bonfires and barbecues.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And just hanging out with our friends and family. Our families are big. They're loud.
All the time. But I do feel like our families intermingle in a weird way. You know?
Our families always intermingle because it's so small.
That's perks of a small town.
Yeah. Our families are always intermingled. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows your business all the time. You can't hide anything.
Don't want anything spread. Don't say it.
Don't say it. Don't tell anybody. Keep it to yourself.
Although I feel like we share some secrets.
I share secrets. Yeah. But I'm okay with it getting spread.
No, but I mean, like, we have a lot of secrets between us.
Between us. Yes, yeah. That's true.
That we might or may not talk about on this podcast.
We're both a little bit ADHD, so we might get off topic sometimes. We'll try not to do that. So, yeah, that's just a little bit about us and about how we're going to run the show, but what we're going to talk about, and the different aspects of our life and who we are.
And how we are able to combine the different aspects of our lives to make this friendship, this relationship work, you know?
Our relationship is a big part of the show.
For sure. You know, because I don't know, we would be in a world of hurt without each other.
That's true. We always got each other. All the time. So the next episode is going to be specifically about one current event. Mm-hmm. Not just really about us. I just wanted to use this episode to introduce ourselves, kind of tell us about ourselves, where we're from, how we were raised.
Let you guys get a feel of who we were and what we are about.
Yeah, because I feel like that's important. You're going to be listening to us. You should get to know who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening, and we will see you guys on the next episode.
Peace.
Bye.